Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so now we're back. And turns out doing this game digitally takes a little bit longer than playing in person. So for this second episode, we have taken out some cards from the rest of the seasons.
We're going to speed run these seasons.
Oh, yeah. And if it and if the next season's not quick enough still, we'll remove some more cards from the other seasons. Just a heads up for everyone else that's thinking of playing this game digitally. Hopefully, we'll be all very...
It's because we're being so meticulous and precious with our drawings.
That's true.
Yeah. Super precious.
And Amber gets to go first.
Oh, boy. What's my
Bam,
card?
It's summertime.
Ooh, summertime. Oh, wait. Wow, we're singing two different songs.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's the four of summer. The eldest among you dies. What caused the death? Or the eldest among you is very sick. Caring for them and searching for a cure requires the help of the entire community. Do not reduce project dice this week. Someone's sick!
Oh, no.
We're not going to reduce any of the project dice this week.
Oh, my God.
They're so sick.
All hands on deck.
Wow.
They're sick with obsidian dust.
Oh, my God.
They got that obsidian lung.
Uh-huh. It's like asbestos.
And it's because...
Cut you up on the inside.
Like that would absolutely shred your lungs.
Yeah. It really
all
would.
All those little bulby things are just... gooey paste on
and
the
see,
inside.
And it's the eldest who was working on the robots who maintain the factories and the fields. That robot brought it back. Now robo germs.
Effing robots.
All right.
What's your action, Amber?
Oh, we are going to hold a discussion.
All right.
Yep. About?
How does the community feel about robots bringing home obsidian dust and infecting the elderly?
Oh, I go first?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I think the robots should be held harmless. It's not the robots' fault. The robots don't have intention.
I think we should decommission the robots. Their systems are way too advanced for us. We should call upon the pilots and train up more to start using the mechs.
I think these robots need to return to the Earth where they belong. Return the minerals to Mother Gaia, or whatever, and return to child labor. That's a run-on sentence for you.
It is clear to me that the robots bring more to our society than old people. We should let the robots live and encourage them to bring more obsidian dust home to affect the elderly.
Oh my God.
Just gonna throw this out here, guys. Have we ever considered washing the robots? Just gonna hose and spray them down. They won't bring the dust back to the homes where they belong. Just a thought. Okay, done.
Amazing.
I just put a peppermint in my mouth. Mm-hmm. The Jack of Summer. Predators and bad omens are afoot. You are careless and someone goes missing under ominous circumstances. Who? Or, predators and bad omens are afoot. What measures do you take to keep everyone safe and under surveillance? Do not reduce project dice this week. Well, I think we need to reduce project dice. Let's see. Well, I mean, we do have Thunderhawks. That's what you called them, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I would think that someone's going to go missing here. And it's Mrs. Nova. She's one of those ladies who's involved in everything. She's in the Engineers Relief Council. She's involved in the Biomass Retention Society. She's involved in the Amoeba Welcome Wagon. And Skyhawks, man, the Thunderhawks. Just like she was off to the store to. Buy some delicious popcorn, and Thunderhawk just straight out of the lightning storm picked her up, carried her to the top of the town courthouse, and just like devoured her alive in front of the populace.
God, God damn! Right, advance those clocks, man. Nothing finishes, Dave. What are you doing for your action?
Okay, I'm going to start a project to broadcast the contents of the memory pill through the wireless.
Okay. How long do you think that's going to take?
Well, it could take a while.
Yeah, especially with
it's not native technology,
right?
Is it? Right.
No, it's not. Very interesting, though.
Yeah.
4 weeks? 5 weeks? Anyone have any thoughts?
To broadcast out? 4 weeks, probably.
Yes.
I think four. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Here we go. Boom. Five of Summer, a project finished this early. What led to its early completion?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Or the weather is nice and people can feel the potential all around them. Start a new project. No. A project finished this early. What led to this early adoption? It's the Sporks. The Sporks, turns out, know all about this technology. And even though you have not finished the diplomacy, they're willing to facilitate how this stuff be broadcasted immediately.
Oh, God. All right.
So tell me all about this thing, Dave.
I was hoping to have a few rounds to think about this. I think it is the contents of the ancient Spork workout P90X ritual.
Sure. We don't know how to interpret it, but yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, it is their equivalent of that. Yeah, and as a broadcast, like, I think people become obsessed with, like, gains.
With gains.
And, I mean, it's like, you know, drinking the dodo eggs raw and, like, push-ups and, like, running up the volcano and back down. Like, it's crazy shit. Uh-huh. And, like, they're totally into it.
Have fun. Do you just want to do... I don't know how you want to draw. Okay.
I'll just... Can I just... draw here?
Yeah.
All right. After me, it is back to Josh. So yeah. I guess we just have
I still need to do my action. We need to tick down all the clocks. Wait a second. So we didn't tick down the clocks. Oh my gosh.
No, because this was just.
Oh, so
thing.
Yeah, never mind. So tick down the clocks. The power plant finishes.
Bing.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll do that. And then the amoeba diplomacy will finish. And one away from that. So for the power plant, yeah, sure enough. They are able to use, I think in the long run right now, they are using some kind of mixture of different power sources, something with this radiation, but they're using definitely some of the refinery of the crystals from the factory. So that's the awesome part.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's abundant, I want to put like, power as an abundancy. They may even like do lightning harvesting. I think it's just a multi-approach, power plant.
I like lightning harvesting.
Yeah, let's do lightning harvesting. Yeah. And how about you, Chris the Amoeba?
Okay. So I think we do not establish peaceful contact. And one of our diplomats is fully absorbed by the amoeba and liquefied before our eyes. They have gone full hostile.
Oh no!
And they're trying to kill anybody they see.
Jesus, you! Wow. Mm. Go ahead and draw some for that.
All the way south.
Yeah. Clearly, I'm going to start a project with the power plant complete. We have a lot of. Oh, I need to put energy as abundancy now. And so what they're going to immediately do with this energy is they're going to make start a project to do. Subterranean penetration, pretty much a machine that could shoot stuff down like many, many feet into this organism we're on and ideally past the organism. Mm,
to find the crystal, you mean?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I think that they're trying to get to it. So it's some kind of, let's put it this way, some kind of rail gun that points down. Mm-hmm. How long do you think this would take, everyone?
You're drilling down?
It's like it's a projectile in the long run. You're not drilling. You're just stripping. Like,
yeah,
whoosh.
shooting up a hole.
Shooting up a hole.
Shooting down a hole.
We're making our own hole when shooting.
Oh boy.
I think probably a while.
I'm fine for six weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah, that feels somewhat correct.
I'm just going to call his railgun. All right, and here you go, Chris. Six of Summer, outsiders arrive in the area. Why are they a threat? How are they vulnerable? Or outsiders arrive in the area. How many? How are they greeted?
So we'll do the first one.
Okay.
It is a bunch of rock people.
Oh.
On some sort of religious expedition. I mean, we're talking like oodles and gobs of these little Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
But that railgun you just developed to drill into the planet is also remarkably effective at drilling to their gooey center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are very hostile in trying to get to the hole.
All right. Let you draw that as John, the spork diplomacy wraps up. What happens?
I think the spork people are not as hostile as we think. They don't really care for the amoeba people. And despite being, you know, muscly, tiny aliens, or at least short aliens.
They're not tiny or short, they're tall.
Depends on how tall you are, oh, okay. Really.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, are they tall compared to the dodos? I don't know. Anyway, they would like to help us, you know, save our society from the encroachment of the amoeba people.
Nice. Go ahead and, I don't know how you want to show that, but...
I'm going to make a heart, because they love us now.
Mm. What do you want to do for your action, Chris?
So, if I start a project, that is something that the villagers are doing, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I think that we are going to start a project to try and harness the lava from the volcano as a weapon of some sort.
All right. John, you're next.
Give me a card.
Ace of Summer, a contingent within the community demand to be heard. Who are they? What are they asking for? Or a contingent within the community have acted on their frustration. What have they damaged, and why did they damage it? Is it permanent?
I think the amoeba children are a contingent that needs to be heard.
Mm.
They're very upset that we have taken actions against the amoeba people, who are really friendly and good at providing new hands. And so, you know, it hurts their little feelings that we are not showing the proper love and respect to our amoeba friends. And then as far as an action, I want to discover something.
Mm.
I think we have to discover that the volcano is... with all the work going on over there, is started to erupt.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh.
The, right. You know, we keep tapping and tapping and tapping, and suddenly the lava starts flowing.
Mm. See that? Let's see that lava.
Oh, I got to draw some lava then.
Amber.
Ah, it is the second summer. Someone new arrives. Who? Why are they in distress? Or... someone leaves the community. Who? What are they looking for? It's pilot time.
Yeah.
Someone new arrives. It's Oop. A pilot. He looks cool with his aviator
Hell
goggles
yeah.
and scarf. And he looks like Snoopy riding.
Oh, so there's dog people, huh?
Oh, no. I bet he was wearing like that hat that Snoopy wears, like the aviator hat. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah.
Like the World War One era.
Yeah, yeah.
Like leather helmet.
Yeah, and he has a body that he just does a lot of piloting with his arms, so his legs have atrophied from space.
Oh.
And he is distressed because he has never been on a planetoid before and is having a hard time walking. It is difficult down here for his weak space legs, and he was excited and didn't realize what it was like truly to be on the planet.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
And he is an asshole about it.
Don't skip leg day, man.
Go ahead and put a little pilot there or something.
With wobbly legs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then no projects finished, so let's know your action when you're good as well, Amber.
Oh, my action? Should I make it a discussion related to this pilot?
Sure.
Alright, I'll hold a discussion about this pilot. How does the community feel about this pilot coming down?
Well, you know, I mean, he acts so great, like he's like really cool and stuff, but like he can't even walk around. Like if he's supposed to be the person that we look up to, like, why is he sitting down all the time?
Ableist.
Oh, my God. This pilot is a great resource to utilize here, and I cannot wait for more of them to come.
These fucking pilots don't know what our lives are like down here. Burn them! Kill them all! Rebellion! Viva la revolucion!
These pilots are all elitists. They come here under the guise of knowledge and skill and expect us to treat them differently than we do our ground-based people. And it's clearly all wrong. It's clear that the pilots should actually learn with humility what us ground people know from our daily struggles.
And then my comment is, this is all just a PR campaign. They sent a pilot down here to make it look at them taking photos. This is a photo opportunity for them. I hate this. We're being used. We're being exploited.
I do love the idea that we've basically, these colonists have been down here for like 4 months and have gone fully feral.
They're feral to begin with.
All right. My turn. Mm-hmm. The seven of summer. Introduce a mystery at the edge of the map, or an unattended situation becomes problematic and scary. What is it, and how does it go awry? Well, I mean, I love the ideas of like Kool-Aid Manning, something that we haven't touched yet. Mm. And I think the oldest thing on the map that we haven't touched yet is the cactus.
Oh, I forgot about the cactus. How could you forget?
I mean, it's huge. It's problematic and scary now. Oh, gosh. I think it is because of all the ecological damage we're doing, the cactus is in it goes through a molting phase where it shoots needles.
What the fuck?
And, yeah, I mean, like, they're huge cactus needles just, like, projectiling all over the place. It's terrible. Like, everybody's taking needles in the heart.
Oh, my God. And it's just with his big old happy face all the time.
Yeah,
right?
Hell yeah, right. Man. That's yeah. Yeah, I guess let's move clocks.
Oh, yeah. Nothing close. Do you want to draw anything for this? For this needle projection?
Yeah, I'll do that as the game moves forward. But I'm going to hold a discussion as the diplomatic amoeba children. Amoeboys make their case for us to make friends with the amoebas.
Okay. Like,
what's the question?
Yeah, you either have to do a question or a statement first.
Yeah, you can make a statement.
The amoeba boys want to know why we can't be friends with the amoebas, why we can't help them.
So the question to the community is, should we be helping the amoeba boys or something like that?
The question to the community is, are you with... Are you shunning your own children, or are you going to be friends with the amoebas?
Okay, got it.
Well, if we can't extract some kind of value out of both parties coming here, then we should just take that railgun or lava gun when it's done and shoot it right through.
The kids?
All of them.
Communities.
Everyone that Josh doesn't like is getting a railgun.
railgun for you. Railgun for you.
I mean, let's be clear. I feel like that's every character that Josh plays in the village discussions is the worst possible
I
scenario.
Try.
The
I
reactionary
try.
Hillbilly, like,
well,
mad with
it,
power.
It's, like, it's like the most capitalist answer possible.
Yeah, I try. All right, Chris.
I try.
I think that these amoeba children need to have their amoeboid arms cut off so that they turn back into being good, normal, productive citizens. We could maybe replace them with robot hands, but we'll see how that goes. But it's going to be a shit show.
Cut their arms off so they can be productive.
Half of production is better than no production, sir.
All right, John.
I just got my baby back, and then I got my baby back with hands, and it was all better. How can you say these amoeba are evil when they returned our hands, and my neighbor's children was missing a face?
What?
The amoebas gave the face back?
Not yet, but you know the technology's advancing, right?
Okay, okay, my contribution is... I mean, if amoebas can grow back hands and faces, think of what else they could do. Like, the, why would we want to destroy or, like, be hostile to a group of creatures or sentient... I don't know, I've never had a talk with an amoeba. Why would we do it when we could obviously use their genetics to improve our own? Like, why are we trying to preserve humanity when there's obviously cooler and more useful things out there?
Oh, yeah, I get a thing here.
Mm-hmm.
We, the amoeba boys, think that you took the amoeba's genetic material and the amoeba should be able to take something from you.
Oh, God.
That's only fair because sharing is caring.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And, three of summer. Summer is a time for production and tending to the earth. Start a project related to food production. Or summer is a time for conquest and the gathering of might. Start a project related to military readiness and conquest. Oh, my God. I get an additional one. You know how the railgun is pointing down that we're working on?
Oh.
We're going to have a railgun that's pointing up into space. Get them both ways.
That was definitely this pilot's idea.
Mm-hmm. Stupid pilots.
So, yeah, and it definitely won't take six. It'll take three, because when the one's done, you just poop. So I'm going to say it's three ticks unless someone wants to say different.
I'm too busy drawing this sweet-ass pilot.
This poor planet. There's sharp things flying everywhere. Obsidian dust, cactus needles, rail guns.
And you know those rail guns are totally using, like, obsidian projectiles.
Mm-hmm.
All that effed up stuff.
It's like a shotgun shell, except rail gun.
Exactly. Oh, my God. That'd be... Whew.
And the... everybody's working out all the time. And, like, God.
I'm going to start a project where we're going to start a military base. We're making all this weaponry. We need to have a proper facilities for the military part of the faction. How long does everyone think?
A military base?
Yeah, straight up just like, hey, we have all these people. Remember the Shogun part? We're going to have we need a base for military.
It's like got to be 4 weeks at least.
Yeah, I would say
five.
I say four.
Five, I'm fine with five.
Because I assume they would mainly import military from Josh, like mm-hmm. top brass.
Right.
So they would just need to train some local militia types. And yeah, I think four sounds good.
All right.
But I'm not going to fight about it.
All right. Let's do four. All right. And that's me. Chris, 10 of summer. You discover a cache of supplies or resources at a new abundance. Or a scarcity has gone unaddressed for too long. Start a project that will alleviate the scarcity.
Oxygen.
Yeah, I
guess. Yeah, I was thinking oxygen. Yeah, I'm gonna start a project to start compiling some oxygen.
Nice.
I don't know if that's the correct word.
I was terrified he was gonna go in the other direction and there's an abundance of oxygen and now everything's flammable.
So yeah, we're gonna make an oxygen compiler.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and find a corner of the map for that is not a hellhole of some sort or another.
Yeah, I was putting it by the foot of the cactus. Do you want there? Or
yeah, I mean, yeah, that sounds good. It's okay. Gonna have to be cactus and predator boldo. So,
How long do y'all think this will take?
I think that's probably a 5-weeker.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Because we got. I mean, we're constantly getting railed by cactus.
Oh, good point. Mm-hmm.
Who wants to start digging the hole? Nuh-uh.
Okay, so I get an action.
Yeah, yeah, we gotta take down all these other clocks, but yep, go ahead.
Okay, well, I want to discover the fact that the amoeba children literally cannot die.
Whoa. Oh,
what the fuck?
They just keep coming back.
You cut them in half, they would just turn into two.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Something like that, actually. That's even better.
Oh my gosh. All right. Try to put that in some manner. John, here's your card. Last one of summer. Queen of summer. A project finishes early. Which one? Why?
What's the one by the cactus?
Oxygen storage.
No, that finishes early.
All right, why?
Oh, because the cactus is a surprisingly good source of oxygen generation.
And someone, okay. You get to draw that.
Little did we know. You want an oxygen generator?
Or like a tap on the cactus or something?
Oh, yeah, I got this.
Chris is supposed to draw it because he started the project.
Oh, I don't have to draw it?
Nope.
Okay.
And it says, Chris, you get to do it after he's immortal children. What's your action? Actually, hold on. We got to take down all these other stuff. Chris, you have a lot of stuff. You need to talk about this oxygen storage. You got to talk about this lava weapons. I get to talk about railgun pointing down.
Pointing up?
Turn. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Oh my gosh, just so many things.
Yeah, I haven't started many projects, really.
Mm-mm. Tell us about this oxygen storage, Chris.
So, it's ridiculous. It is a twofold process. We basically are going to put a giant dome over the cactus.
Jesus.
And we're going to force feed it CO2 and then harvest whatever comes out.
Oh my god, that's a gigantic dome. That's awesome.
That's why it took so long.
Yeah. What about the lava weaponry stuff?
Okay. So I think the lava, it's not like lava guns. It's more like we figure out how to control the lava so we can like send it to envelop people.
Oh my god. Is that like with like new type or?
No, I don't think it's psychic. I think it's like, I mean, maybe there is one psychic involved who's like hooked up into a machine. But yeah, I think it's more like we figure out how to redirect the flow of lava like you would redirect a river, except we can do it really quickly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have fun drawing that stuff. I'm trying to draw a railgun pointing down. I'm doing a horrible job. But pretty much it. So it's not like a railgun proper because, you know, it's next turn project, whatever. But it's, yeah, it's this, you could think of it like an oil well, mm-hmm. but instead it's just like, it just boom, shoots stuff down very violently. For either exploration or trying to tap or whatever, and then they can go down those holes or what have you. But it takes a lot of energy. And that's why we have the power plant to help us do that kind of stuff.
Was that all of the clocks?
Yep. Now what's your action, John?
I'm going to start a project. The flightless creatures with all their shattered eggs, unbeknownst to us, they were more intelligent than we thought, and they are preparing for war. taking out vengeance on whoever it was that shattered their eggs. And, yeah, so I think that's probably a 4 o'clock because they got sharp talons already. They just need to build the armor.
What the fuck?
And they're communicating with us potentially to...
I just want to, like, somewhere in winter, I think we just need to have, like, a battle royale here. Like, we've got so many people.
This is the ultimate showdown.
Like, it's been a long time since I've seen that.
We got sporks, we got rock men, we got lava guns, we got robots.
The amoeba boys.
Amoeba boys that can't die. villagers with huge gains, giant cactus, like just boom! Only one survives.
Only one.
The amoeba boys.
But I think the dodos are especially upset because they've been, attacked and they've never done anything to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget the rock acolytes. And the giant living planet.
The planet itself is an actor.
I don't know exactly how Josh is going to be using this for GM prep, but my god,
I know a lot of stuff going on. I was like, oh, there's just going to be war, and now I'm like,
this is all tense down here.
Yep, it's going to be theater of war everywhere. Amber, we're into fall.
Here we are, autumn number 4. The strongest among you dies.
Jesus.
What caused the death? Or the weakest among you dies. Who's to blame for their death? Who are the weak? We just established the amoeba boys cannot die. Oh no. What's this heart Next to...
The Sporks like us.
Yeah, the Sporks are love us.
Okay, okay. The weakest among us? Wow.
Not the Sporks.
That's why I passed on. Mm-mm. Are there still amoeba human hybrids?
The amoeba boys?
Are they? Are those what they are? They're hybrids.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is canon that they cannot die.
Yes.
I was like to clarify, the amoebas by themselves can die.
Okay.
Humans by themselves can die, but the combination cannot.
Somehow
die.
Makes it yeah that they're just immortal now for some reason. It's like a Jimmy Neutron brain blast. Mm-hmm. It's like the sparks flying around.
We don't know if they'll die of old age, but they cannot die from physical stuff, at least.
I think the smallest and weakest of the amoebas die. Who's to blame? I think the amoebas turn and blame it on the humans they're okay with because they're making hybrids together, and that's fine. I think they blame it on a spork. I think a spork stepped on an amoeba boy. A little, no, just an amoeba. No, I think that. What do the sporks do for us? What are the sporks doing? Are they just hanging out?
They're just allies, being all swole.
They wanted that data capsule, and then boom.
Oh, the sporks have seen what we have done with the amoebas and are trying to submerge themselves. And that smallest and weakest of the amoebas perished when they tried to assimilate together. Mm-hmm. The end.
Friendship over.
Oh, now I have to do an action.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Oh, hold on. I gotta...
Progress your clocks.
So the real weapon, the real railgun, complete. Boom. And pretty much it's just that thing now pointing up, and it can actually move around a little bit. You know, it's not just completely stationary, but it's on a base, but it can swivel, you know, and be a weapon. But yes, go ahead, Amber. Nothing else is completed.
I want to discover something new.
Yeah, we need a little more action on this board.
Okay, you want to have a discussion then?
No, I'm just teasing.
Do what
sparks joy.
Well, I always like I feel like I'm the one doing a lot of the discussions.
Discussions are hilarious.
Discussions are great. Yeah, let's do this. Should the sporks further their research with amoebas? What does the community think?
Well, I think that the as offensive as the amoeba human hybrids are, I feel like that gives us a leverage with the amoebas, because without our handless children, they can't make any more of them. I think a spork amoeba hybrid would eliminate our favored place, and then the amoeba tribe would have no reason to not declare war on us. How dreadful.
I think that with the capabilities that sporks have, if we are able to, since they are willing to help us in many ventures, knowing that they cannot die, we can put them in more extreme conditions to get additional things done.
I think it is human nature to live, breathe, and die. And anything that cannot die is not human and needs to be purged.
I would like to point out that the evergreen rule of Quiet Year, where we interbreed shit, has taken hold.
Yeah, I didn't get to say my last.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Yes,
no, you're fine. I was going to say.
Call me a conspiracy theorist if you will, but I think it's a plan by the amoebas to take over the sporks. We've just recently gained them as our allies, and I am sure that the amoebas are planning, much as they did with our children, to take over our muscular little friends.
Okay. Mine is if combining human with amoeba makes immortal amoeba boys, and we are just human, the sporks with their muscles and their power and raw strength, I feel like that's power that they should not have, even though they love us. I'm just worried. Okay, the end. Is it Dave's turn?
Yes. Autumn number two. Someone returns to the community. Who? Where were they? Or you find a body. Do people recognize who it is? What happened? Oh, God, there's just so many things going on here. I'm going to go with you find a body, and I think we find our... I'm going to take some liberty here, but we find our robot with... He's been burned by lava, and so, like, he's basically cut off at, like, what would be his little cylindrical chest, and so he can still talk, and he still has his arms, but like otherwise he's completely not functional and burned. And he names his assailant, and his assailant is the leader of the Old People Anti-Obsidian Council, who has been campaigning to deactivate the robots, and saw no sense in Robot Wash, but rather just wanted them killed. And he, and the robot says that that old man, Starscare Williams, was the man who pushed him into the lava.
All right. I guess advanced clocks. The military base is finished.
Thank God.
I know. What are you doing for your action, Dave?
Oh, let's start a clock for an alliance between the Dodo dinosaurs and the Thunderhawks. Native creatures unite. Maybe this is even a rock people thing. I don't even know, but I'm gonna say at least the two bird types.
Fast friends.
Yeah. Or slow plodding landbound friends. So yeah, start me a clock between bird friendship.
All right. How many?
Three.
Three sounds about right. Sure. All right. Oh God, there's a lot of things in here.
A lot of words.
Ace of Autumn. The community becomes obsessed with a single project. Which one? Why? Choose one. They decide to take more time to ensure that it is perfect. Add 3 weeks to the project die. They drop everything else to work on it. All other projects fail.
Whew. Oh my God.
If there are no... Okay. So what do we got? We got Bird Alliance and Bird War.
Bird War, yeah.
Bird Alliance and Bird War. Jeez.
It's interesting. Josh has the power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wondered why you took that card off the bottom of the stack instead of the top, but...
I'm going to... me as a GM, I'm going to eliminate at least one war front. And they drop everything else and work on it. They're going to help work on the Bird Alliance and allow the Bird War to fail.
And we add three to the Bird Alliance?
No, they drop...
They drop everything else. I see. Yeah.
So they dropped everything else to work on that. Why? Because they are figuring if they can get these two birds together, maybe the Thunderhawks will stop eating people and figure out some...
Like, and this, I guess, thinking about it plot-wise, like, in fostering an alliance, the dodos will lose their taste for war. Mm-hmm, so to speak. You know, it's like, oh, well, we have friends, we're cool.
Right, exactly. Oh, all right. Tick down a thing. Only clocks left. And I'm going to start a discussion. My discussion is about housing. Do y'all think we should, build another building or something that's more safe for us to live in? Or, you know, like maybe, this is a better way. Do y'all think we should actually, like, build a city, with proper housing and maybe some commerce?
Hell no! Last time we built anything substantial to live in, it burned down immediately. Within literal weeks. The outside is what makes our people strong.
Man, I don't know, buddy of mine. He lives over on the other end there, and he gets oxygen from the cactus, and he breathes real good. And they got a power plant over there, and he's near that chasm, and he can even glow in the dark now. Man, that sounds pretty cool. I kind of want to live over there.
The lightning gods have spoken. They have blessed our humble abode with their lightning goodness. It would be irresponsible for us to turn down this blessing and insult the lightning gods.
In all this chaos, I just want some stability. I want just one safe place to live. Just one good, safe, general place to live.
I think if we set up, proper housing and, a commerce district, our GDP would go up a fair amount. A lot of opportunity to make money could be had.
You don't even use GDP.
I love how Josh is like the sensible, like, I have a flowchart with economic terms. And we're all like, yeehaw, I want to live outside. I want to get struck by lightning.
I'm representing the corpo.
I'm representing the children. I just want to live someplace safe.
the children are invulnerable now.
That doesn't mean I don't want to live someplace with
just a nice, just a nice petri dish.
Have you ever lived through lightning strikes?
Agar gel, I could just bud out and multiply.
Just two giant petri dishes.
All the kids are hanging out. Yeah, it's like a splash pad.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Hello, it's me, Corbin. Why should you listen to Dames and Dragons D&D Actual Play Podcast found on iTunes, Google Play, and more, you ask? Because, my friend, if you're a crow living in a giant featherless body, and who isn't, you will adore this show! It's relatable, it's funny, it's full of crows, mainly one, who is me. It's original, it's fast-paced, it's worms, it's corn chips. I'm hungry. Be sure to listen to Dames and Dragons while I get a snack.
Chris, Queen of Autumn. Disease spreads through the community. Choose one. You spend the week quarantining and treating the disease. Project dice are not reduced this week. Or nobody knows what to do about it. Add health and fertility as a scarcity.
God. All right. I'll do option A, where a plague rips through the whole planet.
And so no dice get reduced. All right.
Oh. So can I theme that up at all?
Sure.
I'm going to say, I mentioned earlier that the planet was sick, which is why it had a giant hole in it. Or it was sick from having a giant hole in it, really, either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get whatever it had.
Oh, man.
It's not good.
No. Hey, man, do I have a giant open hole on the back of me? Yeah, man, you do.
Yeah, you do. For an action, let's hold a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
On, when do we call it quits here? Like, when is it time to go home?
You want to go first, John?
We've always had the religious belief that it is our destiny to remake this place and to live here and to settle here. It's always been our future to be here. We can't give it up now.
Amber.
Out of character question. Mm-hmm. Were these people already here to begin with before, or is this where we were just settling when we were?
So originally people from Josh came down here, you know, pretty much to establish because they want to harvest the planet and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's what the colonies do, is they harvest the planets for, you know, stuff they need and commerce and be able to FTL eventually and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay. How many people died? Not that very many. I mean, that's bound to happen on new places. There's still tons of resources to be had here, so I mean, it's just part of the process.
Man, I don't know. Like, I know you guys talk about how, like, you guys believe that if you work hard, you can make a life here. But man, have you looked around this place? It's crazy. There's nuclear fallout, and the whole planet's alive, and I got a hole on my back, and it stinks, and stuff comes out of it, and there's rock people, and there's immortal children, and there's lightning all the time, and these giant-ass birds, like, took my cousin the other day, and my grandpapa has the obsidian lung. This is nuts, man. Like, I'm going back to Josh, and I'm going to become a Lementine again. I'm just going to go relive my childhood and dye my hair yellow, and like, it's going to be real good, because this place is terrible. Get me on a transfer. Get me on that slingshot out of here.
Perfect. We're clearly not done with this planet by our projections, and based on the volume and assuming the crust of this organism, there is a septillion amount of value down there that we need to extract. And so it will be many years and maybe many generations possibly before we're out of here.
I don't think it's time to leave. I think it's time we go inside the planet. That's it.
John, the Sixth of Autumn, introduce a dark mystery among the members of the community, or conflict flares up among community members, and as a result, a project fails.
We only have one project going.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the community members, really. What was the first option again?
Introduce
a dark secret?
A dark mystery among the members of the community.
I think the dark mystery among the members of the community is, where are our teenagers going? I mean, all of our children, you know, were turned into amoeba acolytes. But I've noticed at night, our teenagers walk off into the wastelands. And then they come back the next morning, tired but happy.
You want to draw something for that?
No, I don't.
What teenagers do in the desert at night?
Yeah. Move the 1 o'clock we got. And you also get an action, John.
I guess my action would be, since we have no other clocks going on, I think there is should be a project to bring the ample water and oxygen, the oxygen from the giant cactus and the yellow water from way over there, to our housing units so that the people will stop complaining about how nice things are over by the chasm and recognize that our Thor-blessed housing projects are really the best place to live.
Bring oxygen to the lightning-struck buildings.
But water, too.
Whoops.
Possibly sulfuric water.
How long do you think that's going to take, everyone?
That seems like a 4 to me.
Yeah, that's
4 seems fine. Yeah.
And we may run out of weeks before this is all over.
That's true. All right. There you go, Amber.
'Tis the 5 of autumn. The parish arrives. Who are they? Why have they chosen your community, and for what? Or a small gang of marauders is making its way through the local terrain. How many are they? What weapons do they carry?
I
like the parish arrives.
Mm, that's a good one too. Actually.
I think they are the acolytes of the thunder and lightning god, and actually. Maybe like a transport back up to Josh at one point. Someone came to spread the word of the thunder deity. And then there's just been through that one person, he's basically been spreading. It's becoming basically a fundamentalist religious group. They go door to door. They go cabin to cabin, knocking on doors, spreading the word of the electric storm.
Yeah, I was gonna say the lightning.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
So then I have an action.
Oh, wait, the bird alliance completes. Who had that?
That was me.
All right. What does this look like? What is going on?
Yeah, I mean they found an alliance. The Thunderhawks give the dodos the power of flight and the ability to steal animals, people, whoever they want. The dodos give them like the artillery ground troops with their big heavy armor and like whatever kind of war prep they had started. And they share a love of razor sharp talons, man. You mess with one, you get them both.
Do you want to draw anything for that?
I mean, yeah, sure.
All right. And Amber, what's your action?
I'm starting a project that is building a chapel of the or a religious area for the thunder acolytes, the lightning acolytes, the storm lord.
How long is that? 2-3 weeks?
Oh, it's ramshackle, so like a 2 week thing.
Okay,
all right, let's see here. Jack of Autumn, a project finishes early and why? Let's see. Okay, so we've got the infrastructure to make the housing better, and a crappy lightning church. Let's upgrade our housing. Why does it finish early? Because I think that as the Thunder Acolytes are building their church, they just had like they have a vested interest in keeping everybody living over here where the lightning storms are all the time. And so they were helping with, they were building their own thing, but then they were also helping with the aqueducts and pipeline and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they assisted in that, and so it did finish early.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
Was this Chris's project?
It was John's project.
Oh, John.
So I'm sorry, Dave. The details on on how it finished?
Yeah, because the Thunderlord Church over there. donated time and materials because they were already building, and so they were like, hey, let's help out this so everybody can keep living where the lightning is.
Yes, that's a great plan.
Sacred land. So
they have the, with the use of lightning-powered tools, they were able to complete it very quickly.
Yeah.
And they have made giant tunnels that reach from one to the other. So now I'm going to draw giant tunnels, I guess.
And you still have an action, Dave?
Oh, I do? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, we got to tick down this clock, but yes, you have a action.
Yeah. I guess I would like to start a clock. I would like to... everybody acknowledges the planet is sick and probably getting sicker, let's be honest. It's nasty. I would like to start a project to heal the planet.
Oh.
Captain Planet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Your corpo lord over there is going to hate this stuff.
Yeah, we're just shooting big old holes in it.
Right, and right. We're like, no, we should not shoot holes into the living organism that we live on.
Uh-uh. Oh, boom.
Sorry, I can't hear you over this fracking.
Yeah, exactly. How long is this going to take?
I think it's a big one. I would say six, but if someone wanted to make it five, that's fine. I don't care.
Thoughts? Six? A Hail Mary, pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much. It's going to take a while to heal the planet after all the tomfuckery we've done. Mm-hmm.
Tomfuckery, that's right. Because there's a lot.
Oh, my God.
Project finishes early.
No. I got the seven of autumn. A project just isn't working out as expected.
Yeah, we tried.
Radically changed the nature of this project.
Oh, God.
When it resolves, you'll be responsible for telling the community how it went, or something goes afoul and supplies are ruined and new scarcity. No, they completely, sorry, Corpo got a hold of this heal the planet thing.
With StarCorp.
Yeah, with StarCorp.
Nobody knows how to heal a giant unknown organism like
so
StarCorp.
So we'll just cauterize a hole all the way down to the core instead.
Down to that delicious crystal.
Yeah, that's what they're going for instead. Sorry. All right, we're on to winter.
We'll heal the planet by fracking it more.
Yeah, yeah. Euthanasia is a form of healing.
We'll heal it to death.
All right, Chris. Oh, wait, hold on. We're supposed to move all the clocks first. Sorry, now I'm supposed to do a thing. I just got so...
Oh, Amber made a church.
Amber, tell us about this church and make it happen.
Oh, it's got like a 50 lightning rods on top of it to get all the lightning to come to it. It's made of glass.
Oh, my God.
Mostly just broken
like
pieces.
It isn't like made of iron?
No, it's mostly just made from the detritus from all around.
All
this.
The other, like...
Yeah. And they have lots of metal on it because they want the lightning to come here.
All the failed hopes and dreams that shattered over this planet.
Brothers and sisters, your hair standing up. It means the lightning lord's about to bless us in this house tonight.
Yeah, everything goes... Everybody's like, praise the Lord, Storm Lord! God, show us the way.
God, that's a dumb
enlightening us.
Enlightening. Oh my God.
No.
Do the Thunderhawks, are the Thunderhawks welcome there?
Oh yeah. Do they bring the thunder?
I've always assumed, and Chris created them, so I mean whatever. But like I've always assumed they have some immunity to the lightning, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think when I made them, I said that they ride the thunderstorms.
Yeah. Like Pikachu.
Oh, they're gods. They're gods' messengers.
Oh, my God.
They're gods, the Storm Lord's angels.
And they are currently at war with us.
No, we negated the bird war.
Yeah, but, I mean, occasionally they'll take someone. Yeah. I mean...
They're taking him directly to the Storm Lord.
Now we can gather freely and worship as the Storm Lord intended us to inside a house.
At 7 a.m. this morning, Janine was taken by an angel up to the Storm Lord.
Oh my God, yes, they wanted to be grabbed by those birds.
She went home and was eaten alive on the roof of the church.
She enjoyed it. Those are screams of ecstasy, not pain.
She took the express trip to heaven.
Oh, Storm Lord, another body has risen up to you.
I'm going to start a project for a proper city district. We'll put it by all this other crazy shit, but we need...
Josh desperately wants a city in this world to play with.
What do you
and
mean?
We're like, nope, we're going to live in tents. We're going to live in lightning rod houses. We're going to live in a sulfur lake.
By my will.
We're gonna live in the anus of a planet.
We're going to live in the planet's anus, and we're never going to touch a mech this whole game.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. We're in winter now. Nine of winter. Someone goes missing. They're alone in the winter elements. Choose one. The community organizes constant search parties, and eventually the person is found. Project dice are not reduced this week, or no one ever hears from that person again.
Hmm. Yeah. I think one of the few non-amoeba children goes missing during the winter, and everybody and their mother literally decides to look for this one of like five hope for the colony's future. And Project Dice are not reduced.
Wow.
This game will end before that district.
I was like, we've not built the kind of society that looks out for someone.
No.
But now Chris is playing the big game.
Well, in the discussions, we've had people talk about actually giving a shit about the children before.
Yeah.
And I like the idea that the one non-mutated child is like...
It's too dumb. It just wanders off into the sulfur night.
Yeah. Correct, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What action are you going to do then?
I would like to discover the origin of the perpetual storms.
Wow.
So that's is that too much or is that okay?
So discover something new or start a project?
Probably discover something new.
All right. So, yeah, you gotta draw it on the map. What is it?
I think that in certain sections of the storm, there is, the storm is actually made of, like, nanomachines. And it was designed to keep the planet kind of in check.
All right.
That's, yeah, I was going to say.
I'm rubbing my hands over here.
Josh's
everyone.
Anime brain is like, yes, finally.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. So the planet can't like go anyplace. Like
it can't go anywhere. And I was going to say the idea is that if it ever detects enough life forms on the planet, it scours them.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God, this is Girl Lagan.
Oh yeah, that too, yeah. Oh man. Go ahead and...
I'll draw a big cloud, I guess.
Yeah,
right where the storm bird's at.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
For a while, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do here, but now, whew, no.
That's really good.
Chris took away your city and gave you all kinds
that's
of plot.
That's right. If you take away my city, thank you for the plot.
Oh, shoot. I didn't want that.
All right. Five of winter for you, John. Winter elements destroy a food source. If this was your only food source at a scarcity, or... Winter elements leave everyone cold, tired, and miserable. Project dice are not reduced this week.
Yes, exactly. I was going to kill the emus, but then no.
Nope.
The dodos.
Oh, my God.
Freeze that city.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What's your action?
I think I'm going to discover something.
Okay.
I think the discovery is that the sulfur lake over here that we've basically ignored is actually a giant appendage that lives inside of it from the creature at the center of the planet. A giant defense mechanism of some sort. And so it is planning to purge the planet before... The planet, these little creatures on top of it strike and kill it. So it is going to, it has plans to wash this planet with its sulfuric acid bath.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which we're using as a water source.
So yeah. Yes, exactly.
Go ahead and draw something there. It's really not. It's really great. There's two different ways of everyone just dying here instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Nanomachines or sulfuric acid.
Mm-hmm.
Sulfuric water, at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the planet will purge if there's too many people.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me the planet itself is fine with people being on it, but if it feels threatened, it has a self-defense mechanism, which makes sense.
Yes, well done, John. That's exactly what I was looking for.
And then the nanomachines are keeping the planet down.
But the other than the lightning, the nanomachines are not a direct threat to the colony at this point.
Yeah, so far.
Is it Amber or me?
It's me. If it, John just went, it's me.
Yeah, John just went.
I got Ace of Winter. Now is the time to conserve energy and resources. Oh. My project fails, but gain an abundance. Yes. Now is the time for hurried labor and final efforts. A project finishes early, but gain a scarcity. What project is going on right now? Is that the...
So there's
the
city.
That's Josh's dream city.
Well, no, there. But there's two things. Both of them are very good for me one way or another. It's so yeah. There's the city, and there's also the cauterize the hole to get to the core.
Heal the planet.
Yeah.
Now is the time to conserve energy and resources. A project fails. I'm picking that one.
Which one?
I'm picking a project that's going to fail, but I don't know which project I would have to fail. So we've got build a city or cauterize the hole. The city is annoying. The hole should probably still be a hole.
I mean, I will say that, like, strategically, that project isn't going to finish unless the city won't finish unless Josh hits a card that says finish a project, because there aren't that many cards left.
Okay, look, I'm trying to go for a narrative. Mm-hmm. I think a city is probably funny in the long run, because we at least a subset of people know that if a population gets a certain point, it'll destroy the earth or wipe out the thing. And right now we've got also an acid bath waiting for us too.
right.
So I don't know. I think a city's funnier. Mm-hmm. But why are you cauterizing the hole again?
Because they were originally going to heal it, and then Corpo took over.
Yeah,
and
I
like,
said heal the planet, which would not kill everybody on it. And then Corpo Josh drastically changed a project.
All right, we're gonna get rid of the cauterizing the hole.
All right, here we go.
Okay. So we gain an abundance.
What do you get abundance in?
Sulfuric acid. So much of it. Yum yum yum.
More lightning. No, it's already in abundance. Not heat. What's in the acid bath? Just acid.
In the hole?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like what he called it a pulsating biomass. Mm-hmm. It's basically a hole into the organism.
Maybe we get heat.
We do have heat. Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't know how that makes it heat. Maybe the mass starts being warm.
Well, maybe he's got a fever from the giant open.
No.
There you go. Oh, all right.
Do you think obsidian is, because I forgot we had
the tools. We did mine that. That should have taken that off of.
Yeah, let's just get real scared. Yeah, okay, there we go.
I guess I could introduce another thing.
Your action. Oh, and I'll take the city. It won't make it, but you know.
I don't know. I'll take suggestions from the group.
You could always start a discussion or have a little discussion.
No, I meant like what's the new abundance?
Oh,
we said heat. Okay, we'll just see what heat. Okay.
Does an abundance of heat mean it's really hot?
Yes. It means we're good and warm. I don't know.
I would say an abundance is a positive thing generally. Yeah. Okay. So I would.
Now we're not cold. Hold a discussion or start a project. We can't start a project. Well, I mean, I could start a project.
Like a teeny project if you wanted.
Yeah, or I could discover something new.
Also think of it, if you do start a project, when we go into Beam Saber, it's like, oh, that's something that's going on.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So if you're like, I want this, you almost kind of like plant a flag of like, this would be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to start a Dodo Ranch.
I want to raise a flag. Dodo Ranch.
You're like, what do you want to see in Beam Saber? Dodo ranches? Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
We're going to have a...
I like how the word mech has not come up tonight.
We don't need
not once.
But we've got...
Look, we're going to need...
And we destroyed the only robot we had on the board.
Look, let me tell you something. We're going to need something to do for fun when we come to this thing. And Dodo
Racing, you know what? That's
gonna
be cool as shit.
Cool as shit.
We're going to have like Dodo Rodeo.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my Dodeo.
Oh my Dodeo. God. Oh my God. Yes. Like, I'm going to come down to this fucking planet.
Like we're going to have to like roll skill checks to see how long we can stay on the bucking Dodo.
Yes. This is what I want. Think about chocobo races. Uh-huh. That's what I want.
Dodo chuck wagon. Yeah. Like, I totally see.
So we're doing a dodo ranch. God,
how long does a dodo ranch take?
You're so fucking smart, Amber.
I know I am. Thank you. 3 weeks.
Three, yeah, probably.
We got to run those dodos.
We have Space Jam and dodo ranching. All right.
I like to bring the thrills to this game. Obviously, gambling.
You see a good omen. What is it?
You're queen of winter.
Oh, let's see. What is a good omen here? Good God. I think that the good omen... Gosh, I kind of want to be a dick, but I'm not going to. I'll tell you when I'm done here. But I think the good omen is that the heat, you know, the planet is sweating out its sickness. Mm. Like the hole is shrinking, actually. We see a new crest forming around the edge. I mean, maybe we don't know exactly what that means or why, but that appears to be a good omen.
Mm-hmm. Let's tick down these clocks.
Mm-hmm.
What's your action, Dave?
All right. My action is... I think I'm going to discover something new. On a clear day, people are out, you know, construction workers in the heart of the city, like, building up, like, you know... coffee shops and whatever they do. And they look up and they see in the sky a dreadnought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's been foretold. It must be a new thing.
That was your card, right?
Yeah.
There's a dreadnought in the sky?
Yeah, that's my discover something new.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
My card was just good omen, which was the planet's healing. The discover something new is a giant-ass spaceship.
Yep. You beat me to it. But yeah, go ahead and try to do a dreadnought.
Yeah, thanks. You keep going. I'll play
that. For a winner, all the animals and young children are crying and won't stop. Hold a discussion about this in addition to your regular action for this week. Or a great atrocity is revealed. What is it? Who uncovers it? I'm going to go for the first one. All right. So, Chris, you get to go first.
Okay. The end is coming. Oh, my God. The rivers are running backwards. There's no rivers, but the rivers, if they were here, would be running backwards. So I got.
I have heard that the children are crying because the amoeba people are leaving, because the planet is getting ready to purge all life off of it, and our children are sad to be separated from their amoeba hosts, and the animals are just stupid.
I mean, have you looked at what we live in? The storm lord worshippers keep calling down more lightning that's striking this poor planet that is already in pain. I'm crying.
Is this me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm very
I know it's
very interested in drawing a big cannon here. Man, I can't get no sleep, man. My kids are crying all the time. My cat won't shut up. I don't even know what's happening, man. All I know is I'm sick of it. I want some peace and quiet. I just wanna like relax and listen to the peaceful music of the Sulfur Acid Lake as I sleep.
I think all the children and the animals just feel in their bones and in their genes, they wail, knowing of the atrocities that have happened involving our greatest pilot, Jace the Ace. They wish that his suffering through the loss of his husband would abate, and that all these bad actions that are coming about, probably with this dreadnought, would just go. They're just wailing, hoping it would just go away. Oh, I got an action now. My action, I think the thing I discover, or we discover, is that a new company has taken residency or something here on the heels of the dreadnought. They're all about peddling militia.
Mm.
Or not militia, but like arms for hire.
Oh, okay. Like mercenaries.
Yeah, mercenaries. There we go. It's late.
So they're selling the services of mercenaries?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a company that peddles in mercenaries.
War for hire.
Pretty much, yeah. Six a winner.
For Chris, the time has come to consolidate your efforts and your borders. Projects located outside the settlements fail, and all remaining projects are reduced by 2 this week. Or someone finds a curious opportunity on the edge of the map, start a project related to this discovery.
Do we even have borders?
That's why I made a face. So I was just like, I guess the...
Do you want Josh to get closer to the city, or do you want to not do that?
The city would finish if you pick the first one, because it get 2 ticks and then another tick.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I think the correct answer is to think about what Josh wants and then
not do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'll say we should get a city. We should have a settlement.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm so disappointed in you, Chris.
The question is the Dodo Ranch within the settlement? Probably, right?
Yeah,
it better be. I think this planet should have one settlement, but I was hoping it would be one of us who got to create it instead of Josh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like the idea that as we start Beam Saber, this will be like a new city that's still like under construction a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's cranes and there's things that are half finished and like coming soon and all that kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be kind of a neat compared to like Moxbury, which has been there since forever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely what I was thinking. Now, is this more of like we just... By doing this, we're just saying, instead of it being a lot of construction, it's just...
Right.
Thank you, Chris.
The finishing touches.
Right. And Amber, that Dodo Ranch.
Oh, boy. We've been wrangling them up.
Rootin' tootin' Dodo. Rootin' tootin' boot scootin' Dodo Ranch. This whole thing is just... bananas. I don't know, man.
Every time we've ever played it, it's been bananas.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I'm just trying to, like, imagine the insanity of starting a military, or starting a campaign in this. It's just, like, on this living planet with, like everybody's working out constantly.
everyone's so buff and hot.
Real guns and lava guns. Yeah. And, like... teenage raves in the desert and living planets. Just like, oh my God. Immortal amoeba children. Oh, God.
Dodo Ranch.
Dodo Ranch. All right, Chris, what's your action?
Remember the rock people?
Yeah. Most mundane thing. No, yes.
No.
So, my
another faction, another thing going on. Yeah.
My idea for them originally was that they're the same species as the planet. They just don't have a power source as big.
Uh-huh.
So my idea is that we're gonna discover that they have their own city in the planet.
Oh, so, yes.
In one of the bodily cavities.
Yes. Draw that somewhere, Chris.
They're essentially planetary Eremites.
Sure. Or this is just the normal reproductive stage of their
right.
lifestyle. We don't know.
Yeah. All right. Draw that something somewhere on there, Chris, because guess what, John? King of Winter. The Frost Shepherds arrive. The game is over.
Wow.
Boo.
The so game cold. Ends abruptly when the King of Spades is drawn. The card is read aloud, and the game immediately concludes. Once the game is over, it's fine to talk about what the Frost Shepherds might have been, what their arrival might have meant for the community, or any of the other situations they've faced throughout the year. The game is over. The limits placed on communication and discussion are suddenly lifted. Wow! What a messed up game we made.
Yeah, so I had some ideas going into this, what the Frost Shepherds would be, but now that we've played it, I can see there would be a lot of different ways of interpreting what the Frost Shepherds would be. So what do you all think are the equivalent of the Frost Shepherds?
Like, what makes this all end?
Like, pretty much, I view it as, like, it ends because there's like it's something really it's like really bad's going to happen and it has to be addressed now. It's like you zoom in and you
like I because that's weird because I felt like we built this to play in and then to be like oh nope we can't play in it because
no,
it's broken.
No, I don't think it's broken. It's more of like at least for me like the Frost Shepherds is an event that cannot be ignored.
Okay,
that is like that's threatening to the community, like just okay. immensely threatening.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at the board, I mean, we could go around the table and each, like,
speak to something that could be catastrophic. Is that fair?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, go for, you want to go
yeah,
first,
so
Josh?
For me, initially, it was going to be like, oh, the Dirches, that colony,
yeah,
warped in whatever fleet. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, oh, well, shit.
Is that the Dreadnought?
Yeah, your... I thought that was the Dreadnought, okay. But maybe it wasn't.
No, I mean, whatever. You're making the plot.
No. But that could be that Dreadnought could be a completely different faction. That's fine. Yeah.
They're an enemy that has arrived.
Right. But it could be even like beyond this, like yeah, the that colony from the Dirches warps in. And so mm-hmm. this Dreadnought could be, yeah, completely other colony or other whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just one thing. What do you think, Chris? We can just go around.
So I like the idea that the colony from the Dirches comes in.
Mm.
And they settle on the planet not knowing everything.
Mm.
And kick us over the population cap.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then the storms grow so intense that, like, you can't even get a ship off planet because mm-hmm. it just immediately turns into a falling toaster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. So you're saying... Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's really that the world has ended. It's right. just that, like... is not good.
Right.
I mean, luckily we managed to get shelter at the last minute, but like it's going to take some ace pilots to get in and out of those storms.
That's right.
To get supplies to the colony. Hmm. And to get supplies out of the colony.
Mhm, mhm. Yeah, to do any freighting between the planet and the colony. Yeah. What about you, John?
I think the dodos have yet to have their reckoning.
mm-hmm. It's totally... Yeah, we think we've domesticated them.
Everyone will be out at a dodo race when suddenly the heads swivel.
mm-hmm.
And the claws come out.
It's like how cats have really just domesticated us. The yes. dodos are biding their time.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting.
Again, Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Amber?
Like what the frost, what the signifier yeah. was. I mean, I like the idea that it's yeah, like that population number ticked over.
Because mm-hmm. the Dirches went on the other side of the planet or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden the lightning storm tricks up just to start killing off as many as it right. possibly can to bring that quantity yeah. down again.
Or it could even be these teenagers come back pregnant from the desert.
Oh, yeah, very true.
And like the population keeps creeping.
Yeah. What about you, Dave?
Well, okay. I mean, like... It could, okay, so we've got an atmosphere made up of nanites, essentially,
mm-hmm.
and a wireless communication system, and that's totally vulnerable to hijacking mm-hmm. by someone with advanced tech.
Mm-hmm.
Be that who, I mean, there's like a lot of players that could pull out like that,
right?
Which would then possibly shut down that atmospheric, like, check on the planet,
mm.
and then it would continue to do. Whatever it is that we don't know about,
mm-hmm.
Grow, expand, off gas, like who, I don't know. But that it could become like this ecological hot zone while we try to like figure out what's good, who's hijacked those nanites mm-hmm. and you know, almost the opposite of the lightning storm mm-hmm. idea. All that shut down, the lightning stops.
Right.
And probably the lightning church goes into overdrive, like, you know, prayer vigils and stuff,
mm-hmm.
But the planet does weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do we kind of vote for one then?
I mean, in my personal opinion, you take all that and figure out what yeah, direction you want to go.
I think I like the...
Because I don't think any of that is canon right now.
No.
You know
what
I mean?
But we're supposed to be talking about so for me talking out loud, I like the idea of like the Dirches either... I don't know if they FTL in the whole colony, but they... There, it's either the colony or there's some subset, and yeah, they went on the other side of the planet, and they between these two, you know, factions or whatever, mm-hmm. they trip the nano machines,
yeah.
and it's like, oh shit! And at I think the same time as, or maybe we don't even know about the one side doesn't know about the Dirches or something.
Right,
like,
right.
I like that. Like you're, yeah, it's tripped off the fence, you could say.
Yeah. Like, and it could be, like Chris said, maybe they don't know, but maybe it's right. the opposite that they know very well. Maybe not the planetary dynamics, mm-hmm. but they know that, like, Jace's people, I don't know, Jace's faction, is on this planet, and like this is, but it's not defended very well. They only have one military base.
Right.
I like this idea.
A good place to like the tip of the spear, so to speak.
Mm. I like the idea that they know that we're here and like we exist, but they're like, I'm just making a counter colony.
Yeah,
and
that's going to
be a thing.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you all for going through this whole activity of playing the Quiet Year and doing all the world building. And next time we play, won't really be playing. We'll be doing a character creation, the squad creation, and we'll be adding some factions and all that kind of stuff. And so it might be a pretty long episode because there'll be one episode for you listeners instead of two. But for now, I want to thank you all for coming and listening. You can find me, Josh, at Evil DM Josh. You can find other great shows at GeekSpectre.com and at Tales_Moxhair and GeekSpectre on Twitter. You can find Amber
at Rocket Orca on Twitter, as well as at Tabletop Babble.
Mm-hmm. You can find Dave and Chris in our hearts.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Like a heartworm is essentially what I am.
And John in our hearts as well. Well, thank you all, and we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm waving even though they're not waving.
Thank you for listening. You can find the map we created in the show notes and on Tales from Moxhair's Twitter, which is at Tales_Moxhair. A heads up, we are going to take a little break from our regular 2-week release schedule before exiting Interphase and entering Metaphase with character and squad creation. When it does release, though, it's going to be a long one, and then we're in it with Beam Saber. In the meantime, check out some of the other great shows on our network at geekspective.com. If you enjoyed what you heard, give us a follow on Twitter at Tales_Moxhair or at Geekspective. You can also follow me at EvilDMJosh. Finally, if you like what you heard, give a review on your podcast player of choice and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekspective if you feel so inclined. And with that, this is Josh Long signing out.